A person gets instant gratification and feels the energy, but we've learned because of the laws of bread of shame, they can't keep that energy. In the live classes, we actually talked about how a curtain comes on the vessel and pushes that energy out. Person takes drugs, feels energy, but then he feels a crash. A person is excited about dating, it's amazing, and then all of a sudden, as time goes on, the excitement wears off, that energy leaves. Kabbalah, we've learned that energy doesn't disappear. Just because that light left, it went somewhere. Where did it go? And this introduces to us a new concept in Kabbalah called klipot, K-L-I-P-P-O-T, klipot, which means shells. When that light leaves my soul, that light that made me so high, made me feel so good because of instant gratification, that light goes to the system of Satan, the system of the ego, the reactive system, the impure system, however you want to call it. And it's literally being held hostage by these shells. These shells are holding that light. And then they affect us in a certain way, which we'll explain. So I want Eitan to discuss a little bit more about the structure of the impure system in relation to klipot.
So in a simple way, if the assumption of the Kabbalists and what we already feel and open to accept, that the light is an infinite force of giving, it means, theoretically, every second of my life, I should feel great. Love, joy, abundance, security, inner strength, confidence. But our life consists of, I feel good, I don't feel so good. Light, darkness, joy, sadness, anxious, relax. We all have it. How come? Because there's no disappearance of the light. The light is shining at all time. Nevertheless, there's a barrier that separates between me and the light, and that barrier is what David shared, klipot, which every time we're doing a negative action, reactive action, selfish action, we feed, we take away the light of our soul, and we feed this spiritual parasite, which as a result separating me from feeling the light. Now, how these klipot are created, where are they coming from? There's basically three sources of klipot, these negative forces, which we came to this world gradually to cleanse and take back the light to our soul. One is each one of us are born with certain klipot, based on previous lifetimes, short circuits, and tikkun. So a child which is 7 years old, 10 years old, 13 years old, already is born with certain fears and certain insecurities that comes from the klipot were created already past lifetime. And they need to work on this lifetime. Another types of klipot is in a present time, reactive behavior, selfish behavior, anger behavior, and so on, are creating new klipot, new barriers between me and the light. And the third type of klipot is negative things that happened to me, that I didn't manage to learn the lessons from them. I held on to the situation and I held grudge. I'm holding grudge and I'm not forgiving. So the fact that I'm actually believing I'm a victim towards negative situation that happened to me, that's by itself creating another type of barrier, another type of a klipa.
That's beautiful. So for people to understand how they feel, because some people can drive themselves crazy. Sometimes they're happy, they're sad, they have emotions running all over the place. Kabbalah is really helping us understand, okay, it can either be stuff from your past life that's creating the blockage between your body and your soul. It can be situations that you're creating right now. You're angry, you're upset, you're reactive. You're creating new klipot. And the third is there are people who hurt us, external situations that we attract according to our tikkun. And if we hold a grudge, if we hold on to that negativity, we create a scar inside of ourselves, which is another type of a klipa, a shell between our body and our soul.
Absolutely.